بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاثة لا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا ينظر إليهم ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم: رجل على فضر ماء بالفلاة يمنعه من ابن السبيل، ورجل بايع رجلا سلعة بعد العصر فحلف بالله لأخذها بكذا وكذا فصدقه وهو على غير ذلك، ورجل بايع إماما لا يبايعه إلا لدنيا فإن أعطاه منها وفى وإن لم يعطه منها لم يفي. متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala will not speak to three people on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not speaking to them will mean that Allah ta'ala will ignore them completely. Three people completely. On that day when a person is so desirous of the mercy, of the love, of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these people now will be deprived. That's what is meant by Allah Pak will not talk to them. Or it can mean that Allah Pak will not address them as He will address the righteous. They will not be addressed like how the righteous, the pious people, in what a beautiful, loving manner Allah Pak will address the righteous. Allah Pak will not address these three people that we're going to mention now in that way. Or Allah Pak will not speak to them in a manner that will benefit them. In other words, Allah Pak will be angry with them. Imagine that day when a person is so desirous of the muhabbat, the love, the mercy of Allah Pak, and Allah Pak is angry with a person. Can you imagine how scary that feeling will be on that day when a person is so hopeful or so desirous of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying the three people Allah Pak will not speak to them on the day of Qiyamah, nor will He look at them or purify them. Allah Pak won't even look at them. Allah Pak won't even purify them of all their gunas. Allah Pak won't forgive them, purify them of their gunas. And for them will be a painful punishment. You can imagine what a serious thing. For them will be a painful punishment. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions who these three people are. First is a person who has extra water in a desert land, but refuses it to a traveler. Person has extra water, and there's a traveler now that is going past, and he requires, for example, a person is staying there in some arid desert land, and he had dug a borehole, or there's a well water that is in his property, there's a well there. And now he's got excess water, water that he doesn't need, but yet he is preventing others that are traveling from even taking that water, from benefiting from that water. So now this is a serious thing, a thing that people need, you are depriving them of, and you got excess of it. So this is something Islam doesn't like at all. Yes, where a person has got full need for it, a person needs it, then there is no harm if he uses it. But here you're talking about a well, a borehole, a spring that a person has got within the confines of his property, and other people are going past, other people need it, and this person is holding back, not allowing people to come. Sometimes people do this maybe because they don't want the yard to get messed, or sometimes they don't want the grass to get damaged, or sometimes like that in the old days they would travel with animals, they don't want the animals to eat the grass that is around the well area. So because of that, they won't allow anybody to come and use that well. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that the first person is this type of person, where he is in desert land but refuses water to a traveler, and he has extra water. The next is a person who sells an item to another person after Asr and takes an oath in Allah that he purchased it for such and such a price, and the buyer believes him when it is not true. So what he does is he's selling a product and he takes an oath. Firstly, the hadith is mentioning after Asr. So let's just explain this part, what is meant by after Asr. After Asr is a time, is a very Mubarak time, a very barakati time, the time from Asr to Maghrib. So one is he's doing something wrong and he's doing it in a Mubarak time, which is making that, is compounding that wrong. Why? Because this is the time that also that the Malaika change their shifts. The Malaika change their shifts at that time. It's a Mubarak time. And even in that Mubarak time, he's doing something wrong. So now it's compounding that evil that this person is doing. So what evil is he doing? Is he is selling something and he's taking an oath in Allah to try and convince the buyer that I bought this product for such and such a price. In other words, he didn't buy it for that price. He's selling an item. Say he's selling an item for 1,000 rand. Now he tells the buyer that I take an oath in Allah that I bought this thing for 900 and I'm selling it to you for 1,000. So now the buyer is more convinced that this is a good deal. This guy is only making 100 rand. Whereas he may have bought that thing for 100 rand and he's selling it for 1,000 rand. So he's giving a wrong cost price. And he's taking an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's giving a wrong cost price to the buyer. Now because of this, imagine such a serious thing. When a person wants to sell a product, there is no harm if a person buys a product for 100 rand and he wants to sell it for 1,000 rand. Say it's a product of not of need. It's not a thing that people need. It may be a cosmetic product or some luxury item or some perfume or something like that, which is generally not needed by people, and he wants to have a high markup on the product. Sharia doesn't stop him from having a high markup, but he doesn't need to bluff people about his purchase price. He rather just remain silent about his purchase price. He doesn't have to tell anybody that I take an oath in Allah, or I'm telling you that this is my cost price, whereas that is not his cost price. So rather he just tell his selling price. This is my selling price, 1,000 rand. Doesn't say anything about his cost price. So there is no harm. What this hadith is speaking about is where a person says he takes an oath in Allah that he purchased it for such and such a price. Now the buyer believes him when this is not true. So this is a very, very serious crime in Shariat. So therefore we must be very careful in our businesses also. They don't slip up and tell people that this is the cost price and that is not the cost price. The person you sell his product, he's happy to sell his product, put his price, but don't unnecessarily deceive the customer, even if it means with the cost price. The third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is the third person is a person who pledges allegiance to a leader solely for worldly gain. In the old days, nowadays we don't see this, but in the old days when a person was appointed as the khalif, as a khalifa, then people would all take bayat to him. They'll take a pledge of allegiance that we are willing to obey you and we are willing to follow you. So this is the allegiance, the bayat they would take to him. And here the hadith is explaining to us that here also don't deceive the leader. The person who's been appointed as a khalifa, as a leader, as the Amir al-Mu'mineen, that don't deceive him. Here the hadith is speaking about people that will deceive him. They'll come to him, they'll take bayat that we are going to obey you. But the hadith is saying that this person is taking bayat to him, he's taking a pledge to this leader, but he's only taking for any worldly gain, benefit. If the leader gives him, he remains loyal to him, and if he does not give him anything, he starts opposing him. So in other words, in the back of his mind, he got that if I'm going to get anything from this person, then I'm going to obey him. And if you're not going to get anything extra, I'm not going to get anything from him, then I'm going to start opposing him. So now his niyat is only the niyat of dunya. It's not the niyat to obey the Amir al-Mu'mineen, to obey the leader. So he is giving a false pledge here. Sharia doesn't like this false pledge. You can imagine a country wherein people are giving false pledges, how difficult it is to be to control. If in a small community or in a small jamaat, you've got people that are not faithful to the Amir, not faithful to the person that has been appointed or given a position, imagine how difficult it is for that person to control. Can you imagine how difficult it will be for the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader now, to control the whole masses when people are giving false oaths, when people are giving false allegiances? So Shariat is telling us that don't do this. Obey him in matters of deen, in matters of correct, that are correct. Obey him. Don't give false allegiances that if this person gives us benefits worldly, we're happy. And if he's not going to give us any worldly benefits, then we're going to oppose him. So from these ahadith, we see how much of emphasis Shariat gives on honesty, on fair play, on being very, very transparent of what we do, even to such an extent that we don't lie to the person of our cost price of our items. But this is what Shariat is all about, being clear, being clean, being honest. Allah Pa give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.